Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Snakes, illicit drugs, 20 balls, Hank Jr. You never know what you'll get. It's time for Story Time with Mickey Ryan.
So the other two guys that stole the Twitty balls with me, one of the three guys transferred away from Arkansas State for 1 year in the middle of our college experience.
Where did he go?
He went to this tiny little liberal arts college in central Arkansas. To this day, I don't even think he can explain it. So Halloween comes, and we decide to go down and see him. And this is a tiny little campus, just a few, I don't know, maybe 1,200 students on the whole campus. It's in the middle of a small town. And so it's Halloween when we go to see him. It's Halloween weekend. So it's kind of a liberal college. Everybody's wearing costumes, and it's just kind of crazy on campus. So we get there right around dark, and he goes, hey, let me show you guys around. He lived like three blocks off of campus. He said, let's walk over to campus and I'll walk you around. So we start walking around this campus, and we went to, you know, state school. There were probably 8,500, 9,000 people at Arkansas State at that time. And here's this little bitty campus. It was really, really nice. And so we walk by this, I don't know, like an art gallery that's in the middle of the campus. He goes, yeah, that's the fine arts building. He said the dean of the college, his wife is a collector of art, and she's got like a Halloween-themed exhibit right now. There's a mummy in there.
Oh, dear.
And so we go in there, and sure enough, there's a mummy.
Like a real, I almost said real live mummy.
Obviously,
a real dead mummy.
Obviously,
but
it
like
was
not a fake.
It wasn't a body in there. Obviously, not a body, but looked so lifelike. It was terrifying. And it was an old piece of art that I guess she had collected years and years earlier, like down to even having teeth. It looked like a decayed body. Now that I think about it.
Maybe it was a dead body.
It was a dead body. Well, that makes this story even more interesting. So we go out and we walk around a little bit more, and one of my friends goes, I want that mummy. The guy that I drove down there to see, this other friend, he goes, you can't get that. I mean, it's right in the middle of campus. And we're like, we'll figure out a way. So we go back, and the door's just open. We walk in there again. This is probably, it was right around dark. So in October, Arkansas is much further east than here, so it stays light a lot longer. You know, here it's dark AF at
3 o'clock.
Well, at 4. 5.
Oh, AF at 5.
So,
hey, can I just remind any new people listening, Mickey Ryan doesn't drink. So, like, this story,
this happened
there's
sober.
No alcohol involved
it's
in
probably,
this story.
It's probably 5:45 in the evening.
Yeah.
It's turning dark. There's still open buildings on campus. We go in there, and we go stand by the mummy. And there's a couple people walking by. There's a couple in there looking at the art. We just wait for them to leave. They leave. So when they leave, we just start kind of messing with it. Nobody comes in. Maybe there's a camera, right? Maybe somebody will come running in. Nobody comes in. And it's in a coffin. It's in a wooden coffin, like somebody would be buried in a Western. So the friend we went to visit, he's the biggest of the three of us. He just kind of reaches up and he takes the coffin and kind of, it's a life-size mummy. He sort of tilts it down. He's holding the head of the coffin in his hands, and the bottom, the base, the feet into the coffin, it's just kind of bouncing on the floor and nobody runs in. So the other guy just runs and picks up the other end, and just the universal language, just the language of friendship, we knew it was go time. So we go straight out the door.
With a coffin.
With a coffin on Halloween in the middle of a college campus.
And a mummy.
At dusk with the mummy in the coffin, no top on the coffin. You can see there's a mummy in there. So here come like a group of revelry, you know, just a bunch of half-drunk college kids headed down the sidewalk. We jump in all these bushes. They walk right past us. As we're in the bushes, we look, And my friend points, and there's a hillside and a train track and a ditch. But you got to go up this hillside. And by this time, it's pretty dark and the streetlights are on. We run this mummy up the hillside, over the railroad track, through a ditch, come out and somehow navigate the rest of this campus. Then we have to get it to his apartment 3 blocks away. We hid behind cars, trucks, hedges. We went through somebody's backyard. We finally get this thing to his house. Put it in his apartment that he lived in. He lived in like a 600 square foot apartment. Then we go out. Have a great time. Saw another friend that we knew down there. Come home about 2 a.m. and there's that mummy. It scared us to death. So all night long, we're all sleeping in the same room. We keep having nightmares and everybody keeps waking up and this mummy is standing right over us. So we're all awake, I don't know, probably 6 o'clock in the morning. Somebody goes out and gets the paper. That's the lead story in the paper. Prize, art exhibit, stolen, reward, all this stuff. Well, we just kind of stay hunkered down in the house. So it's time for us to go and come back. We leave, drive back to Jonesboro.
You just left the mummy there with the...
I mean, it's broad buddy. Daylight now. What are we going to do? So my friend waited until midnight that night, took it to a phone booth. Mom and Dad, explain to your kids what a phone booth is. Put it in a phone booth, coffin and all. There's no telling what this thing is worth. Just leaves it in the phone booth, calls not 911, but the local police number, and just drops the phone. When they come to find out who called, it's the mummy in a phone booth. I know the statute of limitations is long since up, and I can tell that story now.
I was
going to
say, I don't know if I would tell that story.
That was a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
Kids, don't steal a mummy.
I wonder how much the mummy was worth.
I don't know. To this day, I don't know, but it was a big, big deal in Central Arkansas for a long time.
It was a touring mummy.
There was another story of what a big deal it was that it was returned intact, that it no one vandalized it. We were terrified of it. We didn't touch it.
I was going to say, did anybody put two and two together? Or
no.
Like, did you guys, it was like sworn secrecy?
Sworn secrecy.
Telling anybody?
I don't think I've ever told anybody. And I just told like 8 people. But we didn't put a cowboy hat on it or sunglasses. I mean, we never touched the mummy. It was terrifying looking. And it was Halloween weekend. There was some mischief in the air.
Usually, those ideas are like, hey, hold my beer ideas, right?
Yeah, but there's no beer.
But there's none here.
Were your friends
so
drinking?
I'm like, this was just a, hey, we're going to do this.
Well, this was 5:45. I mean, other people were starting to drink, but we had just gotten into town. This is the first thing we did.
I was going to say, happy hour starts at 4, man.
We went and got a hamburger after this. That's the first, like, we got out of the car and stole the mummy. During the tour of campus. Hey, let's look around. No, let's go get that mummy.
Story time with Miggy every Tuesday.